In this text today, and in fact, the significance of Nisshina Chaturdasi from the perspective of chanting the holy names. Srila Prabhupada, in his purpose, says, the devotee's hope of becoming fearless is to chant the holy name of Lord Nrisimhadev. Yato yato yami tato Nrisimha. Wherever we go. Thank you. You're enthusiastic, yes. Wherever we go, we must always think of Lord Nrisimhadev. Thus, there will be no fear for the devotee of the Lord. When Srila Prabhupada wrote this, he might possibly have a particular event in his life which happened in his family. When his father, Gaur Mohan, was on sacred pilgrimage to Badrinath, he faced a severe attack. Prabhupada told this later to Tamakrishna Goswami. On the way to Badrinath, Gaur Mohan and a few others were few of the other pilgrims were stopped by dacoits. And these dacoits wanted to do a quick job. They said, you give us your money and afterwards you will be killed, because that leaves no traces for the police. So Gaur Mohan Day, father of Srila Prabhupada, reacted very, very quickly. You take our money and you kill us, but first allow us to pray. Say one last prayer. The dacoits are also religious in India. No problem, they say. I said, you say your prayer and then we will do our business. So, Srila Prabhupada's father intonated this mantra. Yato yato yami tato Nrisimha. At that moment, from the bushes, a powerful lion emerged, jumped on the dacoits and did his business. Protection of the devotees. So maybe Srila Prabhupada had this remembrance which his father must have told him in mind when he wrote, wherever we go, we must always think of Lord Nrisimhadev. Thus there will be no fear for the devotee of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada extended this principle of chanting the holy names of the Lord also to the Hare Krishna mantra. Once he was asked by a journalist, a reporter, a very interesting question. The journalist asked him, what do you actually feel when you chant Hare Krishna? And with this you, he meant Srila Prabhupada. What do you feel when you chant? And Srila Prabhupada gave his famous one sentence answer. Srila Prabhupada had this. He would put an atom bomb in a sentence. And when someone heard it, it would go very deep. Prabhupada's answer to this question was, I feel no fear. the chanting of the holy name is described to be like a sun, which when it rises in the heart of a chanter, drives away the source of this fear, which is the dense darkness which surrounds the soul. We can call it the inner darkness, which can really not be destroyed by the sun, by the moon, and by electricity. No, only when the sun of the holy name rises in the heart of the living entity, then that inner darkness of the heart will be dispelled. It's a darkness which, as long as it persists, will lead to samsara. That origin of all fear really is the identification of the eternal self with the temporary body, which is soon lying with a pale face in a coffin. Hare Krishna. So I will now explain some serious things about chanting the holy name. I just want to make sure that my youngest member of the audience, there's a little baby, Hare Krishna. I will say now something to the mothers and the fathers. Wenn ihr seht, dass euer Baby ein bisschen unruhig wird, weil es gelangweilt ist, was ich sage, bitte bringt es dann und versorgt es. Ist meine Botschaft gehört worden? Gut. So, chanting the holy name is like inviting Krishna into the heart to take away that inner darkness which leads to the repetition of birth and death. That is the idea of chanting. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about this very important thing which I think we all in some ways think of today. When we think of Lord Nrisimhadev, usually in our ISKCON movement, the first word which comes to our mind really is protection. He is the protector of the devotees. Some of the pujaris complain sometimes about this. They say the Hare Krishnas make Lord Nrisimhadev their chokidar. Their personal, you know, when there is problem, you chant like you call your chokidar, that means your doorman, and they think this is opposed to the idea of giving service. It's like taking service. That's a critical theological perspective on this idea of protection. But I don't want to go into detail. I just want to throw this for thought in the audience. But definitely we do know that we need protection, and our only source of protection is really the Lord. And when there is danger and a devotee calls in danger to the Lord, it's really not abusing the Lord's kind offer to give fearlessness to all his devotees. It's like normal human reaction. But the point is, this law, let us think today, what do we need protection of? Is it only people who attack us with raised fists? And I think we should extend this idea of protection to, you know, our inner enemies which are inside, our own controlled mind, which very often gets overwhelmed by the ripus, the inner enemies like lust, greed, envy, and all these things which make us act against our better will to our leads us to destruction. Devotees should learn to fear the right thing. It's not just bad weather which you have to fear, or a person who inflicts a slap on your on your makeup, your T-lock. The thing which is really fearful, which brings us to the repeated cycle of birth and death. Thank you. Wow. Vaishnava. That is that inner darkness. That Tamishra, it's called, or Avidya is another word. And Lord Nrisingadev is called very much by the saintly authorities on our path, the acharyas, to remove that obstacles in the life of a devotee, these inner obstacles. There is a temple in Mayapur of Lord Nrisingadev. It's a temple where Lord Nrisingadev, after performing his pastimes on planet Earth, there are different places where this pastimes was concerned, what was done. When he returned, he crossed, you know, flying in he's Yogeshwara, the lord of all yogis. He flew above Mayapur, and he could understand when he saw the glittering waves of the Ganga. This is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear. Let me make a pause here. Joop, he came down, and he stayed. And where he stayed, and after he left that place, he left a self-manifested deity. Self-manifest means there was no mason who carved it from black granite. No, the granite was formed by Nrisingadev, just took this form. So Lord Nrisingadev is just there, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed a beautiful prayer to Lord to this Lord Nrisingadev. He said, "My Lord Nrisingadev, I'm lying prostrated at the threshold of your temple, and I'm praying to you. Please give me love of Radha and Krishna by removing those obstacles on my path, which are so dangerous, so difficult, so really bad." You know, in other words, Lord Nrisingadev is called upon also by devotees, not just in when there's outer danger. We should call upon him always, because the inner danger is unfortunately persistent as we move in this world. So I would like to chant to you a little bit with the orchestra. I brought a little band with me here. A prayer to for shelter, taking shelter. This is maybe one of the most important words in Vaishnava theology, ashraya, taking shelter. You need to know where your shelter is. So, because there's always danger in this world. Yes, this inner darkness. So here's it's a very devotional. Fasten your seat belts now. It gets into bhakti. By what personal understanding or by what power has one such as me come into your shelter? Surely it is by your mercy alone. For as the merciful one and the purifier of the fallen, you are always engaged in the deliverance of the fallen souls. My only hope, O Lord, is that you are full of compassion and mercy. There is no one more in need of your mercy than me. You will surely drive away all my fears. No one in the whole wide world has the power to save me. O merciful Lord, by your order, kindly deliver this vile and lowly sinner. I have given up everything and come to your lotus feet and sing Har Shalom, O Lord. I am your eternal servant, and you are the maintainer. You are my only protector, O Lord of the universe. Everything is yours. I am only your menial servant. I have chosen your lotus feet as my shelter. I no longer belong to myself. This Bhaktivinoda weeps as he humbly takes shelter at your feet, forgiving all his offenses. Afford him a taste for the holy name. Oh, kindly maintain him. My dear devotees, this is a good prayer. A prayer on this day. Please, Lord, give me a taste for your holy name. Because really, when the holy name will rise in the sky of the heart, this darkness, which is our only problem, this inner darkness, which is the real fearful black vampire night of the soul, no? That will go. Here is a prayer which is full of names of the Lord. Please repeat after me. It's from the Bhagavatam for those who like to find it later. 7th canto, chapter 10, text 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam. Purushaya Mahatmane. Harayet Buddha Singhaya. Brahmane Paramatmane. Oh my Lord, full of six opulences, O Supreme Person, O Supreme Soul, killer of all miseries, O Supreme Person, in the form of a wonderful lion and man, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Krishna, wonderful, most wonderful. Harayet Bhuta Singhaya. The devotees, Prabhupada writes in another purport, can always remember the form of Nrsimhadev when they are in danger. And therefore, the appearance of Nrsimhadev was not at all inauspicious. The Supreme Lord's appearance is always worshipable and auspicious for all sane persons and devotees. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, to facilitate your chanting, the devotees, under the blessing of our local GBC, Dina Sharana Mataji, have arranged a wonderful Kirtan Mela in Germany, where there will be Kirtan therapy or holy name therapy for the darkness of the heart. Huh? It will start on the 29th of August and last up till the 4th of September. The program is 12 hours a day Kirtan. And before each Kirtaniya starts his Kirtan, he will give 5 to 10 minutes tips how to concentrate on the holy name. He will give his secrets. There are many, many very exalted Kirtaniyas coming. I know Indra Dumna Maharaj just a few days said, I'm definitely coming. I'm throwing everything down. And do you know what? The whole world talks about it. I really heard we have devotees from Iraq who come. We have devotees from Persia who come. It's really India, Canada, Africa. God, then there will be some soul in the kirtan. Lokanath Maharaj will also be there. I mean, many. You can find your information on the webpage www.kirtanmela.com. The poster will be outside, and you can note down the webpage and get all the information. Would like to take this opportunity really to extend the most warm welcome to all of you and your friends and your countrymen to please rent buses, airplanes, or come by mystic yogi cities. You wouldn't want to miss this opportunity. Our temple president of Leipzig, where this festival is very close, it's very close to Leipzig, has decided to put even the Ratha Yatra there within that time, so that you can have a Ratha Yatra with, we hope, 1,000 devotees. That will be a good kirtan. Very loud, sufficiently loud. My point is really, on Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day, we can meditate on the wonderful point of chanting the Lord's holy names in his different names. Krishna, Rama, Haraye, Bhuta Singhaya, every name. To chant this together with devotees. And in this way, we will have the ongoing, everlasting protection of the Lord against our worst problem, the inner darkness which surrounds the eternal soul and keeps it bound in the cycles of birth and death. Lord Nrisimhadeva ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
No, I don't know. Kavi Chandra Maharaj. Oh, Maharaj, please. Oh, Maharaj, everyone should say, Maharaj, please.
Maharaj, please!
Maharaj, we came here from far in the hope that you would bestow some mercy upon us.
So, well. Something little.
Keep in mind. Somebody. Yes, Vaishnavas. Would you like to speak first? Okay. Okay. Om Agyanati Marandasya Ginandana Salakya Shakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I'm thinking of Lord Nrisimhadev with golden manes sprinkled with drops of blood, with Vajranaka, nails like thunderbolts, and sharp, voracious teeth. Mm. He is Ugramviram, Jalantam. He is angry, he is extremely powerful, burning. And that Supreme Lord has ripped out the intestines of Hiranyakasipu and hung them as a garland around his neck. And Prahlad, the son of Hiranyakasipu, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, he stands there with a garland to honor the killer. That ghastly appearance of the Lord. And I like to think of that that Lord Nrsingadev as being the personification of soft-heartedness. How he appeared, because he was very affectionate towards his devotee Prahlad, and therefore shows this ghastliness. Therefore, Nrsingadev is the soft-hearted form of the Supreme Lord. And I like to begin like that. Another point that came to my mind is to focus a little bit on the connection that that Lord Nrsingadev particularly has with our movement. It came out a bit in the presentations of previous speakers. Bhakti Bhushan Maharaj pointed out how Srila Prabhupada was very much in the mood of depending on the protection of Lord Nrsingadev. Bhaktivinoda Maharaj gave examples in his own preaching how by arrangements of Lord Nrsingadev a huge giant appeared and saved him from being harassed. Satchinandan Maharaj reminded us of the father of Srila Prabhupada, who was about to be killed by dacoits and prayed to Nrsingadev, and a lion appeared and ripped the dacoits to pieces. So we have heard about the connection with Lord Chaitanya's movement. The fact that Lord Nrsingadev protected Prahlad, and not only Prahlad, but that he protects the devotees of the Lord, and that he is also our protector. Sometimes we think that, yes, Lord Nrsingadev may protect his pure devotees, but will he protect us? Right? And how will he look upon us? Satsvarup Maharaj wrote so many books, and sometimes you can't keep track of them. But one of them is, the title alone is interesting. Am I a demon or a Vaishnava? Yeah? And that sort of reflects in our attitude towards Lord Nrsingadev. Am I a demon or a Vaishnava? How is he going to treat me? It's not completely sure. So therefore, some of us do have a little bit of fear when we approach Lord Nrsingadev. Just don't mess with him, kind of thing. Tiptoe around in the temple. Not in the tulips this time. But we see how when Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement was inaugurated in Navadvip, and that at that time the Chantkazi came and broke the Mardanga in Srivas's house, and Lord Chaitanya organized this enormous kirtan, a civil disobedience movement, and a huge procession went there, and to the palace of the Chankazi with an idea to teach him a lesson, and there was some aggression in the crowd. They started to burn down the gardens, destroy things, and Lord Chaitanya held them back from burning down the palace. But then it kind of turned out that actually the Qazi had already been transformed, and that the Qazi had already stopped harassing the Sankirtan movement because he had some encounter with Lord Nrisimhadev in his dream. And Lord Nrisimhadev appeared in his dream and pounced on top of him and sat him down and put his, as the Qazi was lying on his back with Lord Nrisimhadev on his chest, the Lord placed his palm on his heart and said, "I will rip out your heart. I will bifurcate your heart." The Qazi awoke in great fear. Anyway, the Lord said he would give him a chance if he would never again harass the Sankirtan movement. The Qazi then woke up and in great fear, and the marks were there on his chest of the nails of Lord Nrisimhadev. So we see that Lord Nrisimhadev is very actively involved with the Sankirtan movement. It is not only that we see Lord Nrisimhadev in the pastimes with Prahlad, but we're also seeing Lord Nrisimhadev actively involved with the Sankirtan movement, actively protecting the entire affairs of this movement and making sure that opposition is checked. That we see. And of course, Prahlad himself, Prayena Deva Muniyo Swavi Mukta Kama Monam Charanti Vijanena Parakta Nistan Naitan Vihaya Kripanan Vimumuksa Eka Naitat Saranam Naitat Asya Saranam Brahmato Nupasya. That we see how Prahlad is also in the mood of a Sankirtan devotee. Very much so. He's almost like a forerunner of the Sankirtan movement, because Prahlad is not satisfied with his own deliverance. Prahlad wants to first deliver all others. Only then can I go. So the pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadev and his devotee Prahlad are displaying a mood of Sankirtan, very much so. And in the same way, we see how Lord Nrisimhadev is so closely connected to the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For Prahlad, Lord Nrisimhadev is the embodiment of affection, and therefore Prahlad has no fear. So in the same way, we also look upon Lord Nrisimhadev as very affectionate, extremely kind and inclined towards his devotees, and especially merciful manifestation of the Lord. The other aspect that is very essential in Lord Chaitanya's movement in relation to Lord Nrisimhadev is explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Navadvipa Bhavataranga, where he is describing how he is going on a pilgrimage of Navadvip Dham. And in that particular book, he's not so much describing all the various places, although he does describe them, but he enters more into a mood of prayer in each of the places that he's visiting. And as he is coming to Nrisimhapali, he is particularly approaching Lord Nrisimhadev to remove the obstacles. He approaches him as Vikna Vinasan, as the remover of obstacles, and points out that actually without Lord Nisringadev removing these obstacles from the heart, one cannot approach Radha and Krishna. So that is the other aspect where Satchinanda Maharaj touched upon it a bit with the darkness in the heart, where we're approaching Lord Nisringadev in our own personal practice to somehow or other remove the obstacles in our spiritual life so that we can progress and go to deeper levels, because ultimately the success of our movement is not depending on propaganda. We can make a lot of propaganda, but how deep will that affect the world? Of course, we carry the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, we carry the words of the previous acharyas, and that undoubtedly will act. But beyond the effect of our movement will be felt by how much we embody the prema that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute. And therefore, through this worship of Lord Nisringadev, we're also going in depth, we're praying, please remove these obstacles in whatever way he may do it. As Dina Sarna was reminding us, he may rip our dhotis, he may rip our kurtas, or he may do other things. But ultimately, he is very sweet. We are praying to the Lord for protection from danger, and we may turn to Lord Nisringadev for many dangers, but in the Bhagavad Gita, danger is defined, and in particularly the greatest danger is mentioned. Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. This mahato bayat, the greatest fear. The fear to again become entangled in this material world, again take birth in this world, that is the greatest fear. And therefore, when we are approaching Lord Nisringadev for shelter, we're really asking him for shelter for that particular purpose. Ravindra Sarup likes to remind us of Pogo, right? Who said, we met the enemy, he is us. Pogo is a cartoon, an early cartoon hero. And it is a fact. The enemy is us. We do need that purification. We do need to somehow or other rise above these impurities within the heart. And we are praying to Lord Nisringadev for that. So when it comes to protection, the Lord may protect us in the material world, from material danger. He may sometimes save our life. It means he gives us a little more time for devotional service. But other times, he may not save our bodies, because ultimately we are not praying to Lord Nisringadev for our bodies to be saved. We are praying for protection for the soul. Please protect me from all my weaknesses. And please, somehow or other, protect me from my demoniac birth. Please purify me from that. And somehow or other, please grant me eternal shelter at your lotus feet. In this way, the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya is very intimately connected with Lord Nisringadev. Thank you very much.
Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prastaya Bhutale, Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta, Swamini Tinamane, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharani, Nivrsesha Sunivari, Paschacha De Satarane, Ukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangam Langayate Giri, Tatkripa Tamaham Bande, Shigarun Dina Tarane. So if I can say anything worthwhile, we'll prove that verse. A dumb man can speak. Lame man can climb mountains. And a blind man can see stars in the sky by the mercy of the spiritual master. So, Lord Nrisimhadev, like we heard, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jas Tejase Avira Abhirbhava Vraja Naka Vraja Dumstra Karmasayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha. That Prahlad is praying to remove these lusty desires, material desires, karma shayan, from the heart, which are just like demons. Those are our enemies. Of course, we have experience. We heard, I had, when I heard Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, and I remembered, long ago I was distributing books in the Chicago airport, which is, was at that time, I think, the busiest airport in the world, and some crazy guy came and he had a magazine rolled up and he was pulling a big knife out of it or something. And he was threatening and I just screamed, you know, Nrisimha! As loud as I could. And the guy ran away. Nrisimhadev manifested in that way because I wasn't thinking about him at all. But Prabhupada gave the prayer, you know, the Namaste, Nrisimhaya, when he was ill. To protect the spiritual master, devotees learned that one, and they chanted all night. But Nrisimhadev, like we heard from Kadamba Kanamaraj, and in my experience, he's the most, for me, the most approachable deity. He's always, like, really nice. I don't, you know, he's very kind, soft-hearted. He wants to help us to, you know, Bhaktivinoda said that, you know, he'll help us. It's not that we forget Radha and Krishna, but we want to be able to worship Radha and Krishna, but when the heart is contaminated, we can't. But Lord Nrisimhadev will purify all these lusty desires, these materialistic desires from the heart so that we can actually worship Radha and Krishna properly. So he, you know, we have that Nrisimhapali in Mayapur. We go there every year in the Parikram. He stayed a long time there and the demigods all came and lived there also to be with him. Now there's not much left, but there's a lake there. And, you know, it's his place. He manifested in Ahovalam. And there's so many self-manifested Nrisimhamurtis there, all the different moods of Lord Nrisimhadev, until you have, you know, climb way up the top of the mountain. Lord Chaitanya visited to show us the importance of Lord Nrisimhadev. When he traveled in South India, he visited so many Nrisimha temples. And like he did everywhere he went, he'd just sing and dance in ecstasy for many hours. And that way inspire everyone else who saw him to sing and dance at Maha Mantra. So the protection we need, of course, the body, sometimes devotees, neophyte devotees, they ask, well, you know, why did so-and-so get sick or so-and-so die? Why didn't Krishna protect him? But the protection is to remember Krishna. Not that we'll all be protected like Prahlad was, that he was, you know, couldn't be burnt by fire, he couldn't be killed by poison, he couldn't be attacked by wild animals. Everything just befriended him. The wild elephant that was, you know, scaring everybody and just picked him up and gave him a ride. Lord Nrisimhadev. So Prabhupada, you know, gave us these mantras, and he gave us a lot of information about Lord Nrsimhadev. We have few temples where he's prominent, but every temple has Lord Nrsimhadev on the altar. Every artik, at least, and many other kirtans afterward, we sing Nrsimha prayers, and we want to remember because he can give us that, you know, ability to actually chant the holy name with pure devotion, which is what we really need to, you know, just take full shelter to associate with Krishna. When we're chanting the holy name, that's Krishna. So we're associating with Krishna. We don't have to really be asking for anything except service. But Nrsimhadev can give that. Lord Chaitanya, maybe Kadamba Kanda Maharaj, I saw his Chaitanya Charitamrita and Modra, and it's got like 200 bookmarks in it, right? At least. So, but Lord Chaitanya, he took the mood. Did he actually show a form of Lord Nrsimhadev when he...
The mood, it says.
It says the mood, but he was roaring like Lord Nrsimhadev. And he was running through Navadvip, and everybody was hiding under their houses and, you know, totally fearful. And then he finally calmed down, and Shivas Thakur was with him. And Shivas Thakur worshipped Lord Nrsimhadev also. And Lord Chaitanya, he was feeling remorseful. He said, I made offense, you know, I scared everybody. And, you know, it's not good. But Shrivas told him, no, you benedicted everybody, you know, when they saw this. Maybe they saw the, you know, they were scared to death, just like, and they got, maybe wake up a little bit to pray or something for some kind of protection. So he showed us in many ways the importance of Narasimhadev. And here, not too far from here, interestingly, in some mine very far down, they found a murti, little statue, that the picture we have of it's not very clear, but they say it's half man, half lion. And it's 35 or 45,000 years old or something, you know. It's very old. And I saw it in one psychological magazine. It was saying something about how, you know, the evolution of the mind, and at this time people started thinking of different things. But anyway, near here, that somehow was there. And then Lord Nrsimhadev appears here. Very, very beautiful. Lions, usually people are afraid of lions, but lions can be very, very friendly also. You might have seen on the internet there was some two men, and they had found a very sick lion cub and raised it, and then they turned him loose again, and they went back looking for him, you know, years later, and this lion just came running up, and he just jumped up and he started kissing them and hugging them, and big lion, you know. And there was a few different things like that. So, you know, the lion cub, of course, everybody likes, and it's very, very charming. But Lord Nrsimhadev was, for Prahlad, everyone else was afraid, even Lakshmi. She had never seen him in that mood at that time. All the demigods were fearful. You know, they were afraid to approach him because he was so angry. His anger was, you know, he didn't even appear until... You know, he appeared only to protect Prahlad because of Hiranyakasipu's offenses to Prahlad. But Prahlad wasn't afraid, and Nrsimhadev asked him, why you're not afraid? What's wrong? You know, are you stupid or something? You're not afraid of me? And he said, no, how could I be afraid? You're so beautiful, you're so nice, you know, even the glow off your toenail. And then he offered prayers, which I meant to study up on and speak, but, you know, due to health reasons, I didn't. So, but Prahlad's prayers are so wonderful, and was so pleasing to Lord Nrsingadeva that he just, you know, started purring practically like a cat. And Prahlad, at first he couldn't speak, you know, 5 years old and just awestruck, not fearful, but just in ecstasy of love of Godhead. And then Lord Nrsingadeva put his hand on his head, and then all of a sudden he could speak all these wonderful prayers. And Lord Nrsingadeva was offering him any benediction, whatever you want. He said, please, you know, I come from a very materialistic family of demons, and if you give me anything, you know, I'll get bewildered by it. So just don't offer me anything. All I want to do is remember you always and chant your name and, you know, be in the association of devotees. Same thing devotees always ask for. Pure devotees, whenever the Lord offers them all benedictions, you know, they're not interested in any kind of material benediction. So Prahlad asked him, you know, he said, you know, I'm automatically attracted to sense gratification. My ears want to hear this and my eyes want to see that. But please, you know, just don't offer me anything like that. So the Lord was very, very happy with him. And Prahlad is a, you know, and Lord Chaitanya especially liked to hear about Prahlad. And that means also hearing about Lord Nrsingadeva. You can't separate the two. So it's very nice to see so many devotees here, and how nice the puja goes on for Lord Nrsingadeva. And I think that Lord Nrsingadeva is making a lot of arrangements now that many, many devotees will come here and live, and it will be a very flourishing community. Anybody interested, you can apply, but for the sake of our movement, Lord Nrsingadeva will protect us and by purifying our hearts, because only when we're purified can we really preach. Can we really have, you know, Prabhupada explained that by purity, as we get purified, then the faith can increase, and faith is absolutely required in order to know Krishna, in order to really give the message and affect people. So Lord Nrsingadeva can do that, purify the heart. So, and my heart is especially bad, so if you all pray, it can be purified. Pray to Lord Nrsingadeva. He has his different ways of doing that, but generally it's just out of absolute kindness. Then we'll feel obliged, you know, to serve more and more and preach. Prahlad didn't want to go back to Godhead until everyone else went in the whole universe. That's quite amazing, but that's the Sankirtan movement. That was, you know, Vasudev Dutt, right? Mm. He was incarnation of Prahlad, and he had that same mood. But Lord Chaitanya said, you don't have to suffer just by your desire, you know. Krishna's going to liberate everyone. So Prahlad, if we can also pray to Prahlad, he's here. This is Prahlad Nrsingha. And, you know, just he's holding Prahlad like a father on his lap or a mother or something. And get that mood of Prahlad of just complete dependence on the Lord, complete faith in the Lord, and then that means fearlessness. So thank you very much for asking me to speak. Somehow or other, whenever we do try to speak, then Krishna does something. I was thinking about my godbrother Jayananda. Yesterday was his disappearance day. And he was, you know, so humble. He was genuinely humble. There was no pretense of, you know. So when they asked him to speak, he would always deny, almost always, say, there's so many others who can speak better than me. And he really meant it. He really felt that way. So I always wished I could be like that, but it never happens. I don't have enough. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, they want me. I must be very great, you know. He was, everything he did, every kirtan, he'd say, that was the best kirtan ever. And they'd say, but you said that yesterday. He said, yeah, that was also the best one. And prasadam, same thing. This was the best prasadam I ever had. And you said that yesterday. He said, yeah, that was. And he really felt that. He was amazing like that. Just, I never seen another devotee like him. And, so Prabhupada wrote when he left his body, I'm very proud to have you as my disciple. I don't know what could be a better, you know, success in life to leave your body and have Srila Prabhupada say he was proud to have you as a disciple. He was always busy, and the way he engaged, the way he preached to anyone who came, he was always busy. He was never not doing something. Usually manual work, taking out the garbage, you know, fixing something, repairing the cars. He would just say, can you help me? You know, like he was helpless, and then whoever came around would help him, and then he would say, oh, you're really good at this. It's fantastic how you're doing this. This is great. And just they would become devotees. So many. Jayapataka Maharaj is one of them. They were building the Rath cart, and he came in, and Jayananda said, well, can you hold this nail? And he held the nail, and he pounded it in, and then he said, wow, you're really good at holding nails, you know. And can you pound them in yourself? And then he gave him a whole box of nails and told him to pound something. So, like that, and he was always in ecstasy, so everybody just wanted to join, you know, to be like him. Anyway, I spoke anyway, but Lord Nrisimhadev is special for us. And we should keep this prayer, Om Namo Bhagavate, now to sing. Everybody knows that one, right? Yeah. Say it loud.
We can say it together.
Atmani Bhuyashtam Om Shrom. And that last part is interesting, you know, so we can be fearless in the struggle for existence. Because it's a struggle, you know, so many things are going against us, the material energy, but devotees are fearless and they just carry on. So thank you very much, Danka. Jina Shingadev Kida. Prahlad Maharaj Kida. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. He has a mane this time, huh? That's a different Nrisimha mask.
Danger-free, Mike.
It's they never use stuff like this. It's a farm.
Hare Krishna. On behalf of all the